Come on. It's 5:15 Philippine Standard Time, and my son refuses to speak. I thought he was gonna stop being a baby, but he's...
I'm 10 years old.
He's 9 years old now. Just wants to be a goofball. It's too bad. The last I heard about the... over there in Moscow, where the 140 people got shot at that concert. It was a band called Picnic, P-I-K-N-I-K, and I listened to them on YouTube. They didn't sound too bad. I wanted to talk about weather first. It's 425.37 parts per million CO2 level over at the observatory over there on the Big Island in Honolulu. And a year ago, it was 420.75. And 10 years ago, 400.87. I wasn't even aware of this until, and I've probably said this story too many times, but I was at the bank going to the airport, and there's only two teller windows open, and it's a credit union, and the only thing on CNN is running back and forth again and again. They were talking about it going over 400 parts per million. And there's an organization called 350, and they felt that the weather was going to be controllable at 350, or uncontrollable above 350 parts per million. Thwaites Glacier is, they think it's going to be, the ice shelf is going to be gone by 2031, and that's going to accelerate the glaciers going to the sea. So they think it could go up 65 centimeters, so that's about 2 feet. They call the West Antarctic ice shelf the weak underbelly. If it goes, the entire ice sheet follows. And they're calling the Thwaites Glacier the Doomsday Glacier. And I just saw some guy on PBS once, and he had been down there as a young prospect, and then he got to go again, and he had made some predictions, and then he said, well, looks like it's all gonna go real south real fast. So where am I? Oh, the Thwaites Glacier. It's named after its namesake, Mr. Thwaites, maybe Dr. Thwaites. It was officially named that in 1967, mapped from 1959 to 1966, and first discovered in 1940. Rihanna has 100 million followers on Twitter, or X, and the only reason I looked it up was Donald Trump has God's curses upon his name. He has 7 million followers on his Truth Social. Obama and Clinton and Biden were at a fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall, and they were supposed to have brought in $26 million. Less people are buying gum, so says Channel 5, Fox News, New York City. Denise Margaret Matthias, the 2024 Planet Earth Awards for the Alliance of World Science, she was recognized. Okay, that's I didn't read the whole thing. I'm sorry about that. Just shoot me. I'm going to look at AP News here real quick. This is what I usually do, is do the News Digest. Oh, I got the Daily Beast here now. Top stories. The Trump-Biden race turns into a big dollar cash scramble. It's time for men to embrace sex toys. Okay, I don't know about that. Let's see. Oh, I just lost my screen. Sorry about that. Still learning to use my phone. Ian McGregor, Puss Mustache, debuts in Gentleman in Moscow. And it looks like that's a Stalin remake. Stalin biopic, excuse me, not a remake. Ex-Diddy backup dancer said she avoided him. She knew to avoid him at all costs. Tanika Ray said she had a horrific incident involving the disgraced artist in the 90s that she's kept secret for decades. A former backup dancer for Sean Diddy Combs revealed in an Instagram video Wednesday that she was the victim of a horrific incident while she worked for the disgraced musician in the 1990s, adding that she quickly learned to avoid him at all costs. Okay. Okay, so now Diddy Combs has been in the news for well, who knows? Okay, so let's see. I'm just gonna look at the Japanese thing. I got a message from them that said, oh, okay, here we go. Drug maker offers apology for health scare caused by Benny Koji supplements. Okay. Sex stories there too. Earthquake over in Japan. Surprise, surprise. Seems like every time I've been there, there's been an earthquake. We've been having earthquakes here. Let's see. Sony opens Thai chip plant amid strong global demand forecasts. Sensational rookie writes a new chapter in sumo history books. Okay. Let's take a look at AP News. I don't think they're propaganda. I think that's, you know, I think it's good journalism. Oh, cranes arriving to start removing wreckage from deadly Baltimore bridge collapse. Well, that's good. I thought they could just get some men up there and have them start cutting. I guess it's prudent to get everything. Let's see. I can't even remember the cliche, excuse me. So Beyonce is happy with her country music album, I guess. I think it was the first one. Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages. That's her Act 2 Cowboy Carter album. Those are the name of two songs, and I think she was the first black woman to make number one on the country music chart. Yeah, that's correct. She became the first black woman to ever top Billboard's country music chart. So the groundhog, most famous groundhog, his mate had two babies. Okay, it's a slow news day. I'm sorry. Carrie Lake, the one who said she was cheated out of her victory to be governor in Arizona, declines to defend her defamation lawsuit, and she's just gonna pay up. God's curses upon his name. Donald Trump is running his mouth and saying bad things about the judge and his daughter. And that's in the hush money criminal case. And that guy isn't worth a breath to talk about. Anytime I go through my YouTube feed, I see pictures of him. Well, Clemson is in the Elite Eight in the NCAA. It's the first time I paid attention to that. Some guy in a Michigan State representative was afraid that migrants were being brought on the buses to Detroit. Just such lousy, lousy BS. I don't know if BS is really so good anymore. Sam Bankman-Fried got 25 years and penalized $11 billion. And that was a federal case, so he'll do all that time. Okay. Godzilla versus Kong. Okay, it's a new movie. The irony of Steve Martin's life is not lost on him. He was a Disneyland performer surrounded by vaudeville performers and magicians. A decade as a stand-up before the sudden onset of stadium size popularity. An abrupt shift to movies, later a new chapter as a banjo player, a father, and a comedy act. Okay. Let's see. Let me look at DW.com. When I looked at Al Jazeera earlier, no news grabbed me. I'm mostly concerned with the environment nowadays, or I should say climate change. I'll talk more about that the next time. The war in Ukraine. Kyiv says 26 Russian drones shot down. A lot of bus accidents with a big holiday. So it's too sad. And Sam Bankman-Fried made DW.com. He's supposed to have stolen $8 billion. So 25 years inside for stealing $8 billion. I wonder what he's got to show for it. His parents tried to get him off. His parents were lawyers. It's too bad. I feel sorry for them. Let's see. What did I see on Reuters? I like looking at Reuters. Oh! Picture of Mr. Happy Face, Sam Bankman-Fried. That's the top story. One of those chalk drawings they do of the people in court. I remember seeing those on TV when I was a kid, and I always wondered what that was about. Never thought to ask my parents. It just seemed like, watch your briefing. Okay. Sandbanking.
This is is Reuters. Sam?
Okay. Thought I saw a story here earlier. Foreign firms' losses exiting Russia top 107.
Juice.
107 what?
Renault is among foreign firms to take a big hit leaving Russia. A Reuters analysis of company filings and statements showed firms have seen more than $107 billion in write-downs and lost revenue. About 1,000.
Okay. Well, I'm surprised they made that public. No bees. Message for abuse survivors.
The ocean gets warmer, no matter how wonderful they can make it sound.
You know, I've been screaming girl power since I was 19. And then for 10 years, I was very girl powerless.
Spice Girl Mel B is re-releasing an expanded version of her 2018 memoir, Brutal.
Okay, blackouts, unrest in Cuba, Santiago. Gosh, how long is this? Oh, 16 minutes. Excuse me. I'm sorry this is so long. Try to make it as short as possible. This is Omar WJ show. My stepdaughter was so nice to tell me that my voice sounded okay for my other recording, so I was happy. That was your sister, not you, Marielle. Do you want to be interviewed today? How about saying no thank you? Oh, that's too bad. I'm so sad. It's okay. Ray tried to say he was 10 years old instead of 9. So primary mission is to entertain. Secondary is to instruct. So I'm going to keep on talking more about climate change. There's a book I read, graphic novel called Climate Changed. Changed with a D at the end. And it's a pretty good book. A lot of it is about Hurricane Katrina. And UN reports. I thought it was worthwhile buying. So, like I said, this is, sorry to blather, excuse me. It's 5:30 p.m. now, 5:30. Gosh, did I say 5:15 earlier? I'm not sure, excuse me. So, 5:30 p.m. Philippine Standard Time. Oh, maybe I got some new listeners. So my show has been on since March 17th, 2020. And I originally started it just because I was trying to keep track of COVID. And a couple of my covert workers had said, "Oh, hey, let's do a podcast." And they were all talk and no action. And I started doing it, so that's how long I've been doing this now, over 4 years, and it's Good Friday, so, let's see, I think I had chicken, I think the Catholics skip, meat on Good Friday, so, So anyway, please tune in again.